Over the weekend, a media frenzy swirled around Lee Kaplan, the Bucks County man arrested on charges of sexually assaulting a teenage girl. The girl's parents allegedly gifted their daughter to Kaplan in repayment for previous financial help. WHYY's Laura Benshoff looked into what's happening to the 18-year-old and the 11 other young girls found to be living with Kaplan and why they weren't discovered sooner.
We still don't know a lot about 51-year-old Lee Kaplan or how so many children came to live with him. Bucks County District Attorney David Heckler says the charges so far are based solely on the sexual abuse of the oldest girl.
The gifting of the young woman who was 14 at the time to treat essentially as a wife concubine. Clearly that's child abuse.
He says child advocates who are trained to talk to kids of different ages about crimes they may have experienced are interviewing the other children this week. David Finkelhor is a national expert in crimes against children and poses a question that many asked in the days following Kaplan's arrest.
Why didn't anybody know about it? And oftentimes there are people who do know or have some suspicion, but who didn't feel empowered or didn't care enough to report anything.
He says this situation is unique, and the deck was stacked against authorities stepping in. One factor was the family's ties to the Amish community. Finkelhor says kids in closed-off religious communities may not come into contact with people, teachers, or doctors who are required by law to report suspected child abuse. Kristen Hauser with the Pennsylvania Coalition Against Rape says community can also be a lifesaver after abuse.
Our resilience comes from within, and it can be amplified or muted by whether or not a person has support around them.
For now, the district attorney says the court has placed all of the kids in supportive housing together. Laura Benshoff, WHYY News.